USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. James Comey, the former FBI director, back on Capitol Hill testifying for almost 6 hours at a hearing before House Republicans behind closed doors. Comey takes the opportunity at a news conference to rail against President Trump, Republicans, and Fox News. Topics at the hearing reportedly include the Steele dossier, Mike Flynn, and Hillary Clinton's emails, Ohio Congressman Republican Jim Jordan.
You can just go to last week where he said he got away with not following the rules when they interviewed Mike Flynn. And there's a host of other things that he did that just weren't consistent with how you're supposed to do things.
And a miserable day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 507 points. The Nasdaq down 156. And the S&P 500 falls to its lowest level in more than a year. The S&P down 54 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A long-time conservative publication shutting down. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
After 23 years in circulation, the Weekly Standard's Monday edition is its last. Workers were told on Friday that they would be paid through the end of the year and that afterward they'd be getting severance that would range in scale depending on factors like seniority. It ends the run of a conservative outlet that has consistently stood in opposition to the style and politics of President Trump since he election, the president unleashing on the Weekly Standard on Saturday in a tweet saying the pathetic and dishonest Weekly Standard is flat broke and out of business, adding, too bad, may it rest in peace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some new rules to tell you about concerning pets on board at Delta. The airline banning service animals younger than 4 months old and is also not allowing service animals of all ages on flights longer than 8 hours. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The latest ruling on Obamacare has many folks wondering what's next after a federal judge in Texas rules it's unconstitutional. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Immediate changes to health insurance coverage aren't likely, even after a federal judge in Texas ruled that Obamacare is unconstitutional. As far as when we can expect to hear something more about this case, Hadley Heath Manning is the director of policy with the Independent Women's Forum.
This could drag on for months as it works its way through the court system. People will remember that in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act passed, many states, led by Florida at that time, filed a lawsuit against the individual mandate. And that case was filed the evening that the law was signed by President Obama. And it took until 2012 before the Supreme Court decided the case. And of course, that's the ruling everyone remembers, where Justice Roberts sided with the majority and said that this was a proper use of Congress's taxing power.
Ahead of the Christmas holiday, a look now at gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.